Yeah, more or less, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm going to go over this as a case study, the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Everybody knows about more in detail. And I will go over this question very quickly, but as an example, how we have to react. Viruses are our only competitor in Earth. We are hitting everything, animals, plants, etc. Viruses are our competitors. They are the only one. So we have to react, and we have to act. We didn't, West Africa. So this is a very brief history. You know, this is on September 1st, 1976, the discovery of Ebola. This is the Ebola River, and this is how it happened. So very briefly, this the first case of hemorrhagic fever appeared in its place of DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. And in a few weeks, a team sent by WHO was able to understand the basic. 1976, we understood the basic of human-to-human transmission, test the blood samples, the virus was discovered, isolated and characterized, identified, the pathogenicity fundamentals were identified, including the dysregulation of clotting factor and subsequent coagulopathy, I'm sorry. So this is what the beginning. We were really aware of everything, 1976. So today, what do we have? This is the team 1976. So all these little schemes, I'm sorry, I'm just not very skilled with this. So we decide that today five species have been identified, four species in Africa, one in Asia, Philippines. So this also can give us some suspicion of this virus and the risk of pandemic. For the past 30 years and 50 years of silent inter-epidemic transmission, you can see these 15 years, that's very important. During that period, pushing away every fundings on the forefront. So no more fundings for Ebola. So the series of Ebola took place after these 15 years, and some funding come back. So that's very important because that's really hindering the research, and we were not ready. Nevertheless, it took more than 20 years to unveil a portion of the natural history of Ebola virus and identify bats as a potential vector, as a potential reservoir of the virus. So this is all this outbreak in Africa, and this is the story. Now we can draw the natural history of the virus. So from the right to the left, from the right to the left, the bats, Chiroptera, are reservoir and potential vectors. Then the monkeys can be infected, the non-human primates. The non-human primates are hunted and pass the virus to humans. This is it's not the only one, but it's one of the more classical explanation has been done for all the outbreak we witnessed by the past. So, this is the outbreak. This is now, we are back to the modern time, and the disease was well understood. So former, the high human transmission was well understood. So 20 years of knowledge and fruitful experience, how did we fail to understand this Ebola virus disease? So we can see on the right-hand side, the Guinea, the first index case in Guinea, in this little village, in the remote area, very important, and jump to the other country on the corner, including Sierra Leone. At first, it was a limited, so how do we fail? At first, it was a limited national or regional surveillance system for highly dangerous pathogens. We know that. We did not foresee any potential risk of rapid extension of this epidemic. That was clear. That was about for 3 or 4 months. With a collective memory that all previews of Central Africa, all previews outbreak of Ebola in Central Africa faded in few months. So we have this back in our mind and say because we are experts, including the Minister of Health, the local Minister of Health, and us in the other side of the Atlantic, and local health authority thought that the response could be handled. That's during 4 months. Moreover, as before, first international response was limited, late, and began timidly. While response strategy involving multiple actors was discouraged, as usual, just to have some international person in charge, so international institution in charge, to make a clear picture of the intervention and response. Ultimately, international responders had to circumvent heavy administrative workload. That's also delayed response. Ultimately, the West African Ebola outbreak pointed to the systematic failure to produce financial mechanisms that deliver expeditious resource allocation. Targeted funding was only mobilized 9 months after the first case were reported. Ultimately, the financial impact of the outbreak left the nation broken and their people vulnerable. So what did we learn? What did we do now? Which policy we want to use now to avoid, to prevent, to be prepared for this type of terrible manifestation of any kind of virus? Because this is, as I said at the beginning, it's an example. From the West African outbreak, what we learned, again, the same lesson, the vaccine therapy was ready years ago. Somebody mentioned that before, but they were not ready for humans. Some were ready for apes, but not for humans. So we were late. Moreover, we have certainly learned that early alerts are essential. We must be alert. We have to compete with the virus. So this is also a very important point. Special funding for health emergency rapidly becomes exhausted, and that's an extremely high social factor, fear factor. That's also very important as a taking into account the community and the local community, just to make sure that they are going to respond, as going to do the to act in a positive way with the whole effort of response of the Ministry of Health, including the international responder. And how we can be prepared now? Community counseling, this is important, this is major. If the people doesn't follow, so nothing will happen. Education, social mobilization are needed to promote early warning, because the people will give the early warning. They go to the community center and say, oh, we have 1, 2, 3 cases. So they go the early warning, not the health worker, the community. Patient isolation, so that goes immediately to patient isolation and stop the epidemic chain of transmission, which is the beginning of the outbreak, of the epidemic, outbreak and pandemic. Capacity building in endemic area. This is also certainly needed, and we have to prioritize this for an efficient early response. Coordination, international response need to be coordinated in total synergy with and transparency with the local Ministry of Health. This is also a very important point. We are not like another kind of knight, you know, to save the world. We have to work together. So the north, the south, and south-south also work together. This is a very important point. Fundings, most certainly, and most importantly, any preparedness and response require fundings. It has been estimated that if Ebola response started 2 months earlier, it could be reduced, the total number, by less of 80% in Liberia and Zaire. Therefore, in March 2015, the African Union Minister of Finance requested the African Risk Capacity Agency to help member states to better plan, prepare a response to devastating outbreak, and therefore develop new application of financial tools like insurance, be insured against these health catastrophes. So this is new, and this is really something that's going on now, these days, that can be significantly improve the speed of the phone and affect shorten the type or the time between event and response. Financial patterns similar to other natural catastrophes need to be, will help to design this type of response. And as a natural catastrophe, health catastrophe, this is, we have to consider this type of health disaster as a health catastrophe, and this need to be taken into account as the other phenomenal, catastrophic phenomenon. Perhaps in the shrinking global community, after 24 years of Ebola outbreak, we will prepare for the future epidemic and challenge the virus. Thank you.